Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm a caller with Opinion Research on behalf of our clients, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and nation. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
38.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Bricklayer, master craftsman.
Thank you, sir. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, apprentice, journey level, foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. Are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And how many weeks have you been unemployed when you want to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Never.
Thank you, sir. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping or canceling your union membership?
Yes.
And why did you consider dropping your union membership, sir?
Because the union does not support me.
Okay, and in any specific topic or any specific scenario?
Yes, the unions are backing a government party that are draining our economy and ruining our way of life.
Understand, sir. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more, fewer, or about the same number of construction projects that there were this time last year?
Was there the same number of what?
Construction projects. Do you consider that there's more, fewer, or the same?
You mean projects?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't know about the same.
Thank you. And what about the union construction projects? Do you think that there's fewer, more, or about the same?
I think there's about the same.
Thank you. Did you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in the community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
And have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. And thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through your local government or through the federal government?
Jobs I work on were funded privately.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
If the Democrats stay in office, it's going to be more.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
If the union keeps backing the Democrats, it's going to get worse.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would you say unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, dust and air quality, COVID-19, or no real safety concerns?
I work with extremely safe people and companies.
Oh,
the only concern I have about my job is who the union's backing.
Understand, sir. And have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And it was in person or online?
Yes, in person.
Okay. Have you participated in any activity like union organizing, picketing or political canvassing in the last 12 months?
Yes.
In which of those?
I talk to my union reps, voice my opinion about how displeased I am with the backing of the Democrat Party.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Regularly.
Thank you, sir. Changing the subject, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from the one you're less likely to get your news. Could be cable news, newspaper, radio, the internet, local TV news, or friends and neighbors. Which would be the first one?
That I get my news from? The internet.
The internet. Okay. And about the local TV or cable news, do you have any preference?
They're all owned by the Democrats. I don't watch them.
I understand. What about the radio and newspaper?
Newspaper is owned by the Democrats. So is the radio. I don't listen to propaganda.
I understand. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Something else. Total of everything.
Okay, and as you may know...
Here's you can put this into it right off the bat. We can finish mm-hmm. this conversation real simple. Anything that the union does to back the Democrat Party, I am completely against everything. And as far as I'm concerned, if our union leadership wants to back the Democrat Party, we need to eliminate every bit of that leadership.
Understand, sir. And we appreciate your opinion. Let me ask you about the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Thank you. The Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important, so once important or very important, that federal elected officials support it?
I think federal elected officials need to worry about other things, because there's never been a problem with prevailing wage. Every contractor I know pays prevailing wage, and these elected officials need to worry about their own problems and do their job.
Understand, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe Democratic Party or Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I don't really care about this Bailey Baby Bacon's Act or anything else. I believe in keeping what you make and taking it home. I believe that the Democrat Party is a bunch of thieves, and as long as our union represents them, I cannot support our union.
Okay, thank you, sir. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the UAW or GM, Ford, and Stellantis company?
GM and Ford.
Thank you, sir.
I know what kind of work they do. And at this point, the UAW members have been spoiled for too long. And as far as pushing a button, that is not a skilled trade.
Understand, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done as a president overall?
100% disapprove.
And would you say the same for the job has done about the economy, support for labor unions, immigration, and healthcare? You strongly disapprove, you say, right?
I strongly disapprove of everything Joe Biden and the Democrats have done. They are destroying America.
Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
Completely disapprove.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote, sir?
Yes, I am.
And what are the chances that you will vote in the next November 2024 election? You're almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
100%, I vote in every election.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, and safety?
No, not at all. It's just completely disappointing because every time the Democrats get something new going in, it screws my pension.
Thank you, sir. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say poor, fair, good, or excellent?
As far as my local union, fair. As far as the national union, poor.
Thank you so much. And how could the union best improve its representation and service in your own words?
Stop supporting the Democrat Party and start worrying about your union members instead of those people who do not benefit us.
Thank you so much, sir. And what is for you the most important issue the union should be working for the rest of the year and the next year?
They should be worried about the candidate they support, and they should be changing their present values and guidelines.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say text messages, union meetings, email, mail, or in the job site?
Mail.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important? Would you say never, once a year, a couple of times, or four or more times a year?
I'm in contact with my union reps on a regular basis, monthly.
Okay. And just a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
After talking to me, can you not answer that question for me?
No, I just need that you answer the question. I'm sorry.
I support the Republican Party 100%.
Thank you so much, sir. And to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is my race?
Yes, sir. Are you Caucasian, African-American, Latino?
That's not a question that should matter to me or anybody else.
Oh, it's just for demographical purposes. But it's okay if you don't want to answer it. No worry.
It changes the demographics of everything. If I tell you I'm black, then it's going to put me into a different situation. If I tell you I'm Hispanic, it's going to put you into a different situation. If I tell you that I'm white, it's going to do the same thing. It's going to put me into a situation that the Democrats are going to use to their benefit to twist everything around. The fact of the matter is I'm an American citizen. I vote Republican. I don't approve of the way our union handles our money. And I do not approve of the Democrat Party.
It's okay, sir. But thank you so much for your time. We already concluded the survey. Thank you so much for
thank
your
you
kindness
very much.
Helping me with this question, sir. Good night, sir.